chapter number 6, verses 3 through 5, and verse number 10, titled, When Your Decisions Becomes Your Provisions. This morning, I want to speak on something in which we do numerous of times a day. Yet we seldom give a name to what we do. I want to talk about something this morning that it requires your prayer in order to get it right. And without prayer, it leaves you, it renders you powerless. I want to talk about that thing this morning that it could take seconds to do. But if you don't do it, it can take you a lifetime to get out of it. I want to talk about this morning, life-changing decision-making. Decision-making. All of us have in common that one thing. Think about how many decisions you have to make in any given day. What to wear, where to go, whether or not I talk to this person or go the other way, whether or not I forgive this person or I just try to wait until tomorrow. All these choices and decisions that we have to make in life. And the truth of the matter is, where are we pulling from in order to make these decisions? Webster would define decision as one's ability in your mind that you can come to a point in your mind where you can make up your mind about a particular thing. Now, sometimes it's hard to make up your mind because God is saying one thing to you and Satan is whispering something else. And the truth of the matter, sometimes what Satan is saying looks real. And what God is saying, he's asking you to step out on faith. And we're not really comfortable sometimes with faith. So sometimes it's easier for us to stay in the same place because at least we know this mess we're in. See, if I take a step of faith, then I don't know what I'm getting into, and I don't know about that set of trouble. I don't know how I'm going to act. Even though God is telling me to go, there's still hesitation because the truth of the matter is I really don't trust God. Because if I trust God, then I'll understand if God say go, I need to go. I'll understand that when God placed a choice or a decision within me, I need to understand that I was able to reach that conclusion because one, purpose was in mind. When purpose is in mind, that means everything you do, your choices and decisions are to move you closer to your purpose. But I cannot have purpose and see it clear without number two, prayer. So it's important not so much for me to tell God what's going on in my life, but for me to stand still and hear what he has to say about this season. See, it's nothing worse than to do a right thing in the wrong season.
My God.
It could be okay with what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that it's your time to do it.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I want rhema word, which is a right now word fitted for me.
Right.
I don't want you to pray the same prayer that you prayed for somebody else for me. Because what I'm going through is unique to me. And I want a prayer partner that's going to touch and agree in the spirit about my situation. I want somebody when times get tough, I know that you're going to be right there not to tell my business to another man, but to get on your knees and say, Father, we stretch our hands to thee. God, we don't know the outcome, but we do know, Lord, that you have all powers in your hands. To make a decision requires purpose, requires prayer. And it requires for you to see the big picture. That is, how does this fit in to where I'm going? See, if let me talk about people. If you have people in your life that doesn't fit into where you're going, you just carry excess baggage. Sometimes I think the reason that we can't get our breakthrough is because God is trying to break us out, but we keep trying to bring Pookie and Ray Ray them, but Pookie and Ray Ray them is not supposed to go with you to the other side. Sometimes in your Christian walk, you have to say, God, what do you have in store for me? If I can come through this thing, I can reach back for somebody else, but sometimes it's not time for you to be a blessing to someone else. So we have to understand that you have to see the big picture. That is, God, what are you doing in my life? Or what should I expect from God?
Come on now.
See, I think a lot of times today, the reason we don't see God moving is because we don't expect Him to move. If you have no expectations, then what do you want God to do? See, you have to learn and you have to believe when I'm praying about something over here, I'm expecting something over here. I'm not just talking because somebody told me to pray in the morning. I'm talking because, God, I need you to show yourself. I need for you to manifest. I need for you to make a way. I need an escape from this thing. I'm praying to you because I need direction. Now, this whole Daniel thing is it's kind of starting out because it really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Now, the Bible says that Daniel, who has been kidnapped from his parents, from his nation, the Bible says he's in captivity. Captivity is a cute way of saying slavery. You know? So here is Daniel. He's enslaved, but God doesn't call it being enslaved. God calls it in captivity. Because only you can put yourself in slavery. No man can do that for you. Because your situation and your state of mind doesn't determine your freedom. See, there are some folk in jail that has more freedom than you do. Because you worried about the bills. You worried about your health. You worried about your relationship. You worried about when somebody's going to walk out. So you have all the freedom, it seems, but you are enslaved to yourself. There's nothing worse than living a life of insecurity. Every time somebody speaks to you, you think they don't like you. Every time somebody smiles at you, you think they want to date you. A life of insecurity. When you going to learn that, baby, everything you need is inside of you already. I don't need somebody to confirm who I am. Daniel was about God's business. The Bible says that any man who put his hand, touches the plow, and look back is not fitted for the kingdom. And so in essence, this is what Daniel is teaching us this morning. Is that when you know the plan of God and the purpose of God in your life, don't turn back. Once you put your hand on the plow and you look back, you're no good. See, the thing that you have to understand, I know you city folk. Mrs. Smith, you're from Union Spring, you country. And so what you have to understand about plowing, right, is that the mule begins to walk. The first thing you have to do is you have to put blinders on him. See, that's what we need in the kingdom of God. Because you keep looking to your left and to your right, trying to figure out what they're saying, how they feel. And the truth of the matter is, I don't care what you think. I don't care how you feel. Because I got to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. When I go after God, I understand that every step I take, God is ordering my step. And when God is ordering my step, I see the foolishness in the ditch that you dug for me. But I'm going to step right over your foolishness. Because God has purpose for me in life. Because God has watching someone who is already defeated. Now, watch what the Bible says about Daniel. It says, now, first, Daniel had a spirit of excellence. Okay? So it's the spirit of excellence, point number one, that put him on the right path. Now, you may not know this, but people are taking notice of you. They see how you dress. They see how you drive. They see where you're looking or where you're living. They see your children. So while you're crazy and you don't appreciate your blessings, your haters is looking, want to be where you are. See, that's reason to give God some praise, that somebody else is confirming that there's a God moving in my life. The only reason they dislike you is because of what God is doing in your life. So the next time somebody says something crazy about you, just give God some praise. You said that? Give God some praise. You think that? Give God some praise. You scared me like that? Give God some praise. People are taking notice of you. And so Daniel understands that this spirit of excellence must be upon my life. Now when the spirit of excellence is upon your life, and then you begin to set way and your path is made by God, then the Bible says now your gift begin to make room for you. How can you be in prison? And the Bible says,
come on now.
You living in a chamber. Okay. A chamber is a great room inside of a house. So it's like you double bless.
Yeah.
Get it? See, what God is trying to show you is that when your gift begin to make room for you, it's not predicated on your resume. Because who cares what the rereads has to say anyway? See, what we have to understand is that when your gift begin to make room for you, God is not concerned about your qualification. He's concerned about His grace. Now, grace is unmerited favor. That is to say, you may not deserve the promotion,
but I got it.
But you got it anyway. Yeah, they looking at you and saying, "What? Well, you don't even have a college degree. I don't need a college degree. I just need Christ's degree." You got to understand this thing. They looking at you and understand, well, how could you kick what you kicked? It wasn't by steps, 12 steps, 9 steps. It was about taking one step and saying, "God, I put my hand in your hand, knowing you're going to work it out." See, your gift make room for you where your education and your checkbook can't even go. So the first thing Daniel understood was the right path. Now then the Bible says, now people sought to find occasions against Daniel. Now I hate to be the bearer of bad news this morning, but when you find your purpose in life, everybody won't like you. They will look for stuff in your life. They don't know anything about you. They just don't like what's going on in your life. And so they begin to search and they begin to ask this person, well, do you know anything? Or have you ever met this person? Hey, don't ask my neighbor. Come ask me if you want to know how God is doing something in my life. As a matter of fact, I don't mind sharing it with you. He's doing it because I'm praising Him. And the Bible declares God dwelleth in the praise of His people. You want God to show up in your life? Begin to praise God. And God will do a supernatural thing in your life. Have you ever found yourself just in praise and God opened a door? Have you ever found yourself worshiping God and then your enemy, the one that didn't like you, end up blessing you? If you're looking to be liked in life, you won't go very far. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that if you're friends to this world, then you're an enemy of God. See, when you find someone, listen to me, children, you want to be the most popular person in your class. That means you have to be the biggest clown in your class. Okay? So, whoever on this side finds yourself being first, the Bible declares that really you're last. Yeah. And the one that you think is up to no good, the humble one, God says, I'll elevate that person. You see, God has a way of turning things around in your life. It may not look like it's going to work in your favor, but the Bible declares all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. You got to know that God got a purpose in your life. God has a purpose, and the purpose that God is for you to be successful. It's for you to prosper. It's for you to be the head and not the tail. For you to be the lender and not the bar. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Do you know who you are in the kingdom of God? Do you know that God loves you? Do you know that through prayer you can open doors? Do you know that God has placed inside of you someone that is so greater than everything that you're going through? Daniel understood that it must be a path. He understood that everybody wouldn't like him. And then the Bible declares that they said, in order for us to find occasion against Daniel, we're going to have to do it in regards to the laws of his God. You get that?
Yes.
So in other words, what he says now is obedience. That if you want to find fault with me, let that fault be because I was praising God. Let that fault be because I was forgiving someone who mistreated me. Let that fault be because I was reaching out and sowing into the life of somebody else. Now, if you want something to talk about, run, tell that. Go tell somebody that I'm a blessing for God. Go tell somebody that I helped someone. Go tell somebody that I'm praying for someone. But no, they don't want to tell that. They want to go tell. Did you see this? Did you hear that? Do you know that? Yeah, baby, I know all of that. I was there. I created it. But that ain't what I want to talk about. I want to talk about a God of a second and a fourth and a ninth chance. A God that keeps making ways out of no way. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about a healer. I want to talk about a deliverer. I want to talk about salvation. I want to talk about grace. I want to talk about a God that can mend a broken heart. Run, tell that. Daniel understood obedience. And in understanding obedience, you understand that when you are obedient to God, always expect folk to walk out of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Let me say it over here. And I'm going to say it over here because you've been wondering why you lost some friends. I came to tell somebody, you ain't lost no friend. God just showed you who you are really dealing with. See, because a true friend will see you through when others think that you aren't through. A true friend will stand in the shadow, baby, so you can shine. A true friend is with you to the end. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Everything, take it to God in prayer. You need your bills paid, take it to God in prayer. You need a healing, take it to God in prayer. You need a friend, take it to God in prayer. Whatever it is you need, God got it. And you upset with somebody because they want to loan you $5. Baby, your $5 couldn't help this $50 bill anyway. But my God shall supply all of my needs. So I'm not upset with you. I'm not going to waste my time being upset with you. I'm going to give God the glory right here. Because I thank him for what he's doing in my life. I thank him for the people that he has allowed to walk in my life. I'm going to give him a praise for where I am. I ain't got time for you this morning. I'm going to give him some praise this morning. He understood obedience. When you are obedient to God, people walk out. The Bible says that God will never leave you, never forsake you. And then he goes on to say, now just tell me when. Just when. When is it that you ever see the righteous forsaken?
Come on now.
Or his seed.
Begging bread.
Begging bread. He says, if you're righteous, not because of you, but because of him that dwells in you, his righteousness in you, because your righteousness is as filthy rags. But he says, now, if you're righteous in me, not only will I take care of you, but your little children, they ain't got to beg for nothing. Not a thing. See, the Bible says that a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. It's not enough just for you to take care of your children. You need to make provision for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren so that prosperity keep reaching. That's why God says to Abram, he says, I'll make your name great. I'll bless you so that you can be a blessing to others. See, when you begin to sow the seeds of blessings into others, you may think that it's a drought in your life, then God has to remind you, hey, whenever you sow that seed, it's coming up again. You got to reap what you sow. See, what Daniel understood is that everybody wasn't going to like him, but he had to stay obedient, or he had to obey God. And then the Bible says, now they found Daniel as they had done aforetime. Now, praying. I wonder what you do when you begin to go through a storm. When people are talking about you and people are preparing a noose to lynch you. I wonder what you're doing. I wonder if you're on the phone trying to get your little entourage together. I wonder if you're trying to stack your team members up. Or I wonder if every time Satan comes, he find you on bending knees. Daniel said, the Bible says, now when Daniel knew. So Daniel knew what they were plotting, but he knew the protection that was around him. That's a word for somebody. You see what they're plotting, but God is saying, but I got the protection around you. Did not I tell you that no weapon that is formed against you? What you crying for, crazy? I told you no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But God, do you see what they're trying to do? I designed it that way so you can pray a little longer. I designed it that way so your fake friends can walk out of your life because they think it's the end. I designed it that way so you can be stronger. I designed it that way.
Thank you.
And so what Daniel's teaching is that foolishness is all around. But Daniel says, I got to steal away. It's something about noise and then you stealing away in your secret closet where nobody can come in your secret closet. And your secret closet could be in the presence of 1,000 folk, but nobody can touch you because this is my secret closet. The Bible even declares that in the secret garden, it says God begins to multiply in your life when you find yourself praying for folk who have called you everything but a child of God. When you find yourself loving on folk who dislike you and don't even know you. But it has to be real in your heart. See, the decisions is what we're talking about. Daniel decided that none of that will affect him. Isn't it just a wonderful thing when noise is all around you, foolishness, unemployment, sickness, cancer, everything is all around you, but you say, but I've decided to be happy today. I've decided to have joy today. Because I understand that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because if I make that decision to do that, that means you can't take that from me. You can put me in jail and I still decided to be happy. Cancer can come upon me, but I still decided to be happy. You can walk out of my life, but I still decided to be happy. So my situations and my circumstances doesn't determine my state of mind. My state of mind is focused on Him, the hill which cometh my help, understanding that all of my help, now it don't come from you, it comes from the Lord. Now I don't owe you nothing but to love you, but I owe Him a praise. I owe Him a praise. If you don't mind this boy, just send Him a 20-second praise. Can we give Him a 20-second praise? Just give Him a praise this morning. Praise Him like He's really owing something. Give Him some praise this morning. Give Him some praise this morning. Watch it. Watch it. Now, remain standing. We're done. The reason that I wanted you to give Him some praise this morning is because I want you to understand one thing about Daniel, and that is he was faithful, right?
Yes.
Now, when you're faithful, listen to this in closing. The Bible declares that what flows out of you is rivers. Rivers. Just living water. Just opportunity after opportunity. Just blessing after blessing. Just a return in your life after return. Just situation turning around after they turn around. Checkbook being redefined like never before. Healing and health like never before. Because what's in you, you begin to flow. 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 Listen to what I'm saying. Just flow. Just flow. Just flow. And see, when you begin to flow, what you understand is that you begin to flow, and you begin to flow like a liquid. And that is, you can put a liquid in anything. Over time, it's coming out. I don't know what you're in this morning, but God is saying, but you're flowing out of it. You're flowing out of it. And see, I like the flow, because when you begin to flow out of it, you come out of it cool. I know what I've been through, but I don't look like that. No, not me. I know my environment. I know what I should smell like, but I'm coming through. I'm floating. And I don't smell like. Because I've been changed. I've been changed. The angels in heaven. Sign my name. And when they sign it in the blood, you can't erase that. I know you may not care very much for me, but you stop not one of my blessings. Just flowing right now. Just flowing in the anointing right now. Just flowing right now. Because what God has for you, it's for you. It got your name on it. It got your name on it. Because your name is on it. It's going to find you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. All the days of my life. Watch this, because if you mess with me in the wrong way, God says, now I prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So He says, I'll set you down. right in front of the folk who don't like you, just to show them that they can do nothing. Not a thing. Because you're flowing right now. And as the Spirit of God begins to flow in your life, in this place, this morning, listen, I want you to do one thing for me, more importantly, for yourself. As the deacons come, if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I want you just to allow God just to flow in your life. And just flow to the altar. If you're here, no church home, backslid into the world, God wants to flow in your life. He wants to walk in your life and anoint you so that you're empowered to stand before those who think that you're enslaved. The Bible says Daniel, he was encamped. He was just waiting. That's someone this morning. You're just waiting for God to nudge you. Just waiting for God. And God is saying, but I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. With everyone this morning, no church home, not sure about your salvation, I want you to accept faith, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and give your life to Christ. With everyone, not sure about your salvation, not sure about your tomorrow, I want to introduce you to He who holds your tomorrow. His name is Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. I'm not talking about a little baby in a manger. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one that is going to return to rescue us from this world. I'm speaking to you this morning. With everyone, not sure about your salvation. With everyone this morning.